Dude, they have a Barry Trotz bobblehead.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
On eBay, I am tempted. I can buy $50. Screw you, buddy.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod!
Welcome, everybody! Welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Joining me, as always, now that we are playoff bound, Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Finally, after taking a year off, taking an early summer.
Well, they wanted to give some other teams an opportunity.
It's always it's sportsmanship.
Get knocked out in the first round.
That's what you're saying. It's sportsmanship. I mean, it was just their way of giving back to the community.
For one round of hockey.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Capitals decided to make it into the playoffs this year. They were able to clinch a spot with the help of the Toronto Maple Leafs on Sunday.
Because they couldn't do it themselves for some reason.
Couldn't do it themselves, but they were pretty trashed on the plane ride home. If you look at the picture that's on Washington Capitals' Instagram site of Greeny and Backy and Ovi getting off the plane, all of their eyes have been, like, blacked out. It's like the worst red-eye reduction ever. And you could tell that they were having a really good time on that plane ride home. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about the last two games of the season. Let's talk about the last two games this past week. Two more games are left coming up. The Capitals visited the Ottawa Senators, and they stopped in Detroit up against the Red Wings. That Ottawa Senators game, very much like a normal Capitals game. Very lopsided, very Jekyll and Hyde-ish, where the Capitals really couldn't get it together in the first period, and then later on tried to make a run for it.
Yeah, that was I didn't see the game on Saturday, but from what I understand and what I read and highlights I saw, it was a pathetic first period, just like we've seen in the past. So was that the Nashville game where they did the exact same thing, where they went in and had a pathetic first period, and at least in this game they were able to come back and get 1 point out of it. But we've seen it before; they sort of have a bad start and. But it cost them in the end because they give up both games were three goals right in the first period.
Yeah.
So they go out and it's kind of like those two Flyer games on Saturdays where they play poorly, or Sundays. Sunday games? Yeah. They play poorly in both of those. And so that's sort of a thing going into, now that we can talk about how they're going into the playoffs, this is a concern that you can't have games like that in the playoffs where you come out and you just look like garbage for the first 20 minutes or 25 minutes or even like 10 minutes. You have to come out flying. You have to come out hitting everybody and legally, of course, and shooting the puck on net. You can't have a game where you only take, oh God, which one of the games was it where they took over the past week where they took one shot in the first 15 minutes of the third period, they had zero shots on goal and they're like clinging to a one goal lead. Was it the Carolina game? No, maybe. And it was just so ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be one of those idiot fans that yell shoot the puck, but shoot the puck. Like, do something. At least make life. I mean, unless their plan was to like bore the goalie to death or like lull him into some false sense of confidence or something, or boredom, and but it was just that was bad. But you know what? They played well enough. They're able to play well against Montreal. They're able to had an ugly kind of a game against Carolina for the first half, and they just dominated the rest of the way. Solid defensively, stroke inducing game against Detroit. And then it was just that ugly loss to Ottawa. They should have been able to clinch against Ottawa. They didn't do it, but they were able to get, with a little help from Toronto, they're able to get a clinch after beating Detroit. And so it's nice to see they're back in the playoffs after taking a year off.
Yeah, it is good to see. And I was a little bummed out the Capitals couldn't get it done on Saturday in Ottawa. But obviously Ottawa's got something to fight for as well. They wanted to make the postseason. So you could tell they were kind of on the outside looking in, and they really wanted to get into the playoff picture. The Capitals are doing their normal thing where they kind of just, whatever.
What's that?
Yeah, didn't get one this time around, which worries me heading into the playoffs, because given the fact that each game is a seven-game series, It means more hockey for the fans, which is something I always enjoy. But at the same time, I don't want it to be game two or game three with the Capitals up by two and then just kind of go, well, we got until seven. You know, we don't really need to win this one tonight. It's not a must win, Carl Alsner. So that's that.
I don't imagine he's going to make any stupid comments like that.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern heading into the postseason. We'll talk more about the postseason next week before it all starts. But
well, once we know who they're playing.
Yeah. But that's my biggest concern just right now, looking into the future of the Capitals. You know, kind of taking it easy the next two games, kind of putting their feet up, and then having them come out and not really going for it early on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a concern we've sort of seen all throughout the season. I feel like in years past, too, where this team comes out and they just... I don't know if so much they rely on their skills more than they should or anything like that, but there's definitely some concerns there. But the playoffs are a totally different animal. When you get in, it's all about getting in. When you get into the playoffs, you can ride a hot goalie the rest of the way. And so we've seen that happen in the past with LA, where they've won off of... I'm not to say that they didn't have talented forwards and defensemen, because they have one of the best defensemen in the league in Drew Doughty, but... If you have a goalie that's playing really well, like they're doing Quick, you know, anybody can really win the Stanley Cup at that point. So really it's just about getting in. And now that they are in the playoffs, everyone's got to show up, or at least enough of the guys have to show up. Defense has got to play solid. But I think the difference between what they've had in the past and what they have now is not only just experience coaching, but they have depth all throughout the lineup for the most part. And we're going to see some more of that depth on Wednesday, presumably, as our boy Stanislav Galiv has been recalled. It looks like Tom Wilson might be out for a little while after he got kind of wrecked. I don't really know if it was an illegal hit or anything they really should have freaked out about. It was kind of a dick move on the dude's part, but was it, I'm forgetting his name now, from Detroit. But this is going to drive me nuts later. And I'm going to figure, after we're done recording, I'm going to remember his name. So Wilson looks like he's going to be out for a while. So Galiv looks like he might be playing in his first NHL game. He's making his NHL debut, as they say, for the Capitals, hopefully tomorrow, or if you're listening to this on Wednesday, today, against the Bruins.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's an 8 o'clock game. Damn it. Okay, we can talk about that later, but I hate that.
Yeah, it's rivalry night.
Oh, shut up, NHL.
I'm excited to see Galiv in his first NHL game. He's a guy that we've been following for a while. He was a guy who had I don't know what the word is I'm kind of looking for. He struggled
at first. He was one of those guys that he came in.
He played up
that he was going to be a good, not a good guy. That sounds like he's a bad person or something. But like he's terrible. He was mean to me. No. He I don't know where I went with that one. He came out and everyone, you know, it was a third round pick or something like that. And we thought he was going to come out and be this like great goal scorer and things like that. And he sort of struggled at first. He didn't fit in with his style or his play. Didn't work in the AHL at first, and he, you know, he pretty much spent the season with, was he with South Carolina or was it just Reading? He was in the ECHL for a while, and then he got a couple of opportunities, a couple of cups of coffee in Hershey, and then this season was the first one where he really, like, got a season in the AHL. And I think he started a little slow, and then he picked it up, and he's been doing very well for the Bears. And I was a little surprised when a guy like Wilson went down, that they recalled an offensive player as opposed to recalling someone with a little more grit in their game.
Well, so, I think the big thing with recalling Galiv is the fact that he has had such a crazy great season down with the Bears, and knowing that the regular season's kind of ending, both the Bears and the Capitals have clinched
spots.
They're
going to need him going to the playoffs.
Yeah, so I'm thinking this is kind of like a reward for Galiv for doing so well in the AHL to at least get one game at the NHL level in this time around, especially since Wilson, who I mean, he looks like he's, you know, it looked like a bad concussion. Apparently he's passed everything, but I would assume he's not playing tomorrow up against the Bruins on Wednesday, but I don't know if he is or not. But I think this is kind of like a reward to Galiv. Hey kid, you did a good job. You put in the hard work, you put in some years. Here's your reward. You're going to make your NHL debut tonight. And who knows where he'll land next season. But I think this is also his last year at his like entry-level contract or whatever he has, because this is his third season with the Capitals.
I did not know that. I'm going to look that up real quick.
Yeah, because he won the Kelly Cup with Reading during the lockout year. And then he played with Reading and the Bears last year. And this year he's strictly...
Sir. are correct.
Yeah, he's strictly just been with the Bears. So I think this is kind of like
a restricted free agent after the season.
Yeah, so we'll
he'll
see.
He'll be re-signed.
I can only assume so, but I think this is kind of like his reward for being like, hey, man, you put in the years, you put in some work. Here's your shot at the big leagues, at least on, you know, the first night or whatever.
Well, it worked out well for him because, it only worked out because someone went down injured. You know, if Wilson hadn't gotten hurt, then he wouldn't have come up. But I think that could be the case, certainly, to some extent. But I think he's got to go out and take a good opportunity, and he's been given a good one. My guess is he's going to be on the fourth line with – it'll be like Burakovsky, Lotta, and him would be my guess. You know, you got three rookies out there, but I don't think it's going to hurt them in the end. But it's an interesting situation the Caps find themselves in that, yes, they have clinched the playoffs, but they have by no means clinched their standing spot in the playoffs.
Very true. I mean,
they currently are second in the Metropolitan, but they played one more game than the Islanders. They've got one better point. The Caps are currently sitting with 99 points, whereas the Islanders have 98, but the Islanders, like I said, have played one less game. And so if the Islanders, you know, can end up with a total of 104 points, the Caps can end up with a total of 103. So the Caps still have to win out if they want to solidify that spot. They're not getting first because they're having played one more game than the Rangers. They're still 10 points behind them. So the Rangers have easily won the Metropolitan Division, which is a little ridiculous, but screw them anyways. So they definitely have to solidify their spot. The Penguins are still relatively close, so they could definitely end up in second place if the Caps and the Islanders fall. And so the Caps still have to win. So it'll be interesting to see what they do going forward in terms of how much they play some of these young guys. I wouldn't be surprised if Galiv gets not a lot of ice time tomorrow night. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up with, you know, somewhere between 5 to 9 minutes, if not less than that.
Yeah, pretty much right now, what the Capitals are playing for is that home ice advantage. That
which doesn't really exist in the NHL anyways.
I mean, yes, very true, very true. But that's what they're going for right now. If they continue to fight hard and, you know, put all they can in these last two games, then there's a chance that they could open up the postseason in Washington and have that home ice advantage in the first game. If they drop, then, of course, they're going to be, wearing the white jerseys. They're going to be visiting the entire time. So we'll see what they're going to do there. I would like to see Coach Trotz kind of push these guys and not let them get a lull. We've seen what happened, like, when they had those five games at home right in a row when they kind of took a couple nights off and didn't get those extra points they could have. The only guy I would imagine maybe if you have him sit one of these two games is Holtby. Because Holtby, you know, he kind of had a muscle problem in the last game.
Just a muscle problem.
Scaring everybody, because when I saw him go down, and I'm like, well, there it is. Well, see everybody in July at the developmental camp. But he'll...
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, but it seems he's okay. So I don't know what to do. Like, let me ask you... Before I ask you what I think you do with Holtby, which, just think about that for a second.
I've already thought.
What I would like them to do against the Boston Bruins is, this would never happen, but I want to see these two lines, okay? Holtby, Kuznetsov, Galiv, and then I want to see Johansson, Backstrom, Burakovsky, the Russian and the Swedes, you know, line one and two.
Did you say Holtby, Burakovsky, and Galiv?
I said Johansson. Did I say Holtby? I might have said
Holtby. Yeah, I was like, dude, I don't think they're going to take him out of there.
I want to see Ovechkin in goal. Holtby. I want to see Holtby on the wing.
Yeah, you want to see that, you go to practice, because that's the only time you might see something like that.
Sorry, Johansson, Backstrom, and Burakovsky on the second line. I want to see all the Russians, all the Swedes.
There'd be no point.
Just for fun. That's all I want.
I think if they were in the situation like where the Rangers are in, where you have clinched, if you've clinched your spot in the division, like you, if they were set that they were going to stay in the spot no matter what, yeah, you could mess around a little bit. But then again, you also kind of want to look at that, at those games as an opportunity to practice, getting your solidifying your roles and your lineup and things like that for the playoffs. I mean, I don't know if you really want to be messing with the lineup when you could potentially be eliminated, have your season come to an end. I think with the last few games and the fact that they have not locked down a spot one way or another, I mean, the fact, if I understand this correctly, all the Penguins have to do is lose one of their remaining three games, and they're up right now pretty big against Ottawa, so I don't know if that's going to happen tonight. Yeah, I know. It's bumming me out, too. But if they lose one of their games, then they cannot pass the Capitals, which means the Caps at this point will be playing the Islanders no matter what, one way or another. If I understand that correctly, which I in no way am saying I do. But my suggestion is, depending on how Holtby feels, I would play him in the game against Boston if you feel like he's healthy, and then I would not play him in the game against the Rangers. Because they're already going to have at least 3 days off before they go in, so I don't think it's going to be as big. Now, then again, you potentially have a week off before he would play again in that first round game, whoever that may be again. So it's sort of a tough decision. Maybe you play Peters on Wednesday to give Holpe a little bit more of a break, and then you play him on Saturday against the Rangers. Like, it's kind of a tough decision right there in terms of what they may do. But it's an interesting situation. But I think the fact he's played so many games, if he hadn't been playing, what, like 800 million games in a row over the past, what, few months?
Yeah. I mean, we saw Peters come in a week or two ago.
Appearance, yeah. That was it.
That was it. Yeah.
In a pathetic display against Nashville?
I think it was Nashville.
Screw you, Nashville.
Actually, no. Was it the Stars? I think it might have been the Stars.
The point is, They play like garbage in that first period. I think it was Nashville. Moving on. So it's tough to say in terms of, I mean, with potentially a week off, if you play him against Boston, then he wouldn't play again potentially until the 15th. Or do you play him on Saturday, then he has 3 days off, but you have a tougher opponent, I believe, in the Boston Bruins because they're still fighting for a playoff spot and solidify their playoff spot, as opposed to the Rangers, who at that point are going to be kind of coasting and may not take that game quite as seriously. So it's an interesting situation that Trotz and Coe are going to find themselves in terms of which goalie they want to play. I don't think it would be a good idea to play him in both just because you risk, I mean, obviously playing him at any time risk injury, but I think you risk bigger chance of him getting injured just because of the situation that you'll find yourselves in.
Yeah, if you're going to split it up.
As for the young guys,
uh-huh.
I mean, it all depends on their injuries with Fair and Wilson. I mean, my guess is we don't see Wilson again until the playoffs. And Fair, I think that he's the guy they definitely want to come back, and they're not going to rush him now if they've solidified a spot. I think if the Penguins lose one of their games they have left, then the Caps are going to be a little bit safer, and then it's all going to be about whether they get to the home ice or not.
I'm intrigued to see what they do in the goalie situation. If it were me coaching this team, I would have Holpe play up against the Bruins. I would have Peters in New York because, like you said, I don't think there is as much to lose up against New York. But at the same time,
that week off, though, makes me concerned. That's a lot of time for him to not be. I mean, they're practicing and stuff, but like.
But Holpe is the type of guy that he craves competition. He, that's one of his biggest things. So, like, I think one of the biggest reasons why we didn't see him perform very well last season was the fact that Adam Oates wasn't playing him. He was treating him like a backup, and, you know.
Well, because he had him playing some ridiculous style of hockey, and it wasn't fit to his style of play in general, and it didn't work out. Now that they've, well, for one thing, and this isn't a shout out at Ole Kolzig in any way, but they've got a proven goalie coach in Mitch Korn. They've got a proven head coach in Barry Trotz, and they know what they're doing. And these guys have got him playing back to a style he's more comfortable with and are able to build upon that through different skills and drills that Holpe had never seen before.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was definitely a part of it, but at the same time, Holpe is the type of guy who, like, if you look at that series that he played when he was still at the Hershey Bears, but he came up for the playoffs, I mean...
That was ridiculous.
Against the Bruins. The guy has, he's good at those high stressful situations. So if you do give him time off, maybe he won't be as sharp going into the postseason. But with Holpe being who he is, I mean, I got to assume that the guy will be ready to go whenever you need him to. It's just, pretty much it's just Barry Trotz's call right now. If he trusts Holpe enough that having a night off wouldn't affect him very badly, then give him the night off against the against New York. But if you think that it benefits Holpe personally, you know, having played those two games because he loves being on the ice, that you think it'll affect him negatively if he's off the ice, then throw him in there. You know, throw him in there if you feel as if it's going to help you guys out in the postseason. Because Holpe is the whole beast. I mean, when he's out there on the ice, he really... You know, that's his crease. That's his world. He owns that area. And if you do give him a night off and you think it's going to affect him badly, then don't give him that night off. It really is coach's call and how much he trusts Holpe right now.
That risk of injury makes me so nervous, though.
I know. I mean, when I saw him go down, I was just, oh.
I saw it on Twitter, and I was just like, no! I think I was sitting... Maybe in the movie theater because I went to go see Fury 7. And
I'm seeing that this weekend.
It was good, man. I mean, it was kind of silly, but, you know.
I have a theory with Fast and Furious movies that only the odd numbers are good. So 1, 3, 5, 7.
3 was Tokyo Drift, and I watched 5 minutes. I was like, nope.
You see, that's one of my favorite ones. I love Tokyo Drift. I go one.
You're the one person.
Hey, come on. I mean, like, four. I think everyone can agree Too Fast, Too Furious was just god awful trash. Just terrible.
That was garbage. Though my friend would disagree because Ava Mendes.
Well, yes, that was very nice. And she'll probably be back for Fast 8 or whatever they're going to call it. But that was just trash. 4, I mean, it was okay, but it was so much like one of the older ones. And then 6, when Dom jumps off a bridge, catches Letty, and then lands on a car on another bridge all the way, you know, across two highways. And he's like, all right, everybody,
no,
cool.
No, he landed on the other side of the highway.
On a car. On his front,
well,
like
that
shielded,
was more just convenient.
Hated it. Once that happened, I was like, "All right, I'm done. This is terrible. Don't want to see it." I mean, right after Fast 5, which was Ocean's 11 with cars and The Rock.
I like that one.
But that was my favorite. That it goes 1, 5, 3, 4, 6, 2. That's my fuck. Likeness.
1, 5. Well. All right, let's go back to hockey.
Sure, you don't want to talk about Vin Diesel more?
We're getting at first and fifth were very good. 6 was at least entertaining. 7, there were a couple times in the theater where I literally said out loud. Now, I didn't say it loud to disrupt people around me, but I said out loud.
You're one
no.
of those people.
Like, no, I just went, no, that's not how that would work. Just no, scientifically wrong. Like, you know, there's just something's wrong. I was like, no, that would not work out that way. I call shenanigans.
I can just see you in the theater right now being like, girl, can you believe that? Come on. And then
no,
throwing popcorn.
No, no. I forget what other movie I did that with. I was watching something and I got home and something happened. I just went, no, not how that would work. Not even anybody. I was back to Caps hockey.
All right. Back to hockey. I think all
Matt Myra and all the podcasts that he has. That's a Nerdist reference for anyone else out there.
All right. Nerdist. They need our money.
Right. Back to no thanks. Back to we need their money. Back to Caps hockey. So Orlov is also back. I gotta think he's gonna play against Boston. I don't know who you rest necessarily. I mean, do you rest Mike Green? They're all playing well. Maybe you rest Mike Green just so that he doesn't lose one of his precious hockey sticks.
Oh, that's true. Those stealth sticks. He's only got 4 left, man. Maybe you sit him. I don't know, like, because you want to give Orlov some minutes.
The guy's kind of funny. Can't he just have them make more for him?
Well, they've been discontinued for, like, over a decade. I don't think they can make more.
Yeah, he'd call up Easton.
All right, so this is what you do. You call up the company and go, hey, how's it going? I think it was Easton,
I'm
yeah.
Mike Green. Here's $500,000. Give me my damn hockey stick.
No. You're doing this all wrong. You call up Easton, you go, hi, I'm Mike Green. I'd like to partner with you guys, and I'd like you to put my name on a stick I will use every day, and you can use my image in your advertising. How much are you willing to pay me? Oh, that's a lot of money. I will do it. Great. Boom.
Yeah, no, that's where you lost it. Yeah, it depends on the reason that they have discontinued the sticks.
I don't know.
I mean, I know they switched from wood sticks to, I don't know. The point is, if you have one of those sticks that Mike Green likes, give it up. Give it to him. Make it happen. Give him the sticks, because he needs it more than you do right now. He'll probably give you something pretty cool in return, to be honest.
He usually gives a used stick that he just got done playing and then signs it. It's usually what he does. All right, but the guy is to sit.
I'll take that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, give me the stick, and then I'll give it to Mike Green, and then I won't give you the signed stick.
Yeah, so Mike Green, let's talk about Orlov. I would assume that if you're going to play Orlov, you're going to want him teamed up with Mike Green, because that's probably who's going to get paired with. But who does that mean is sitting? Is that Gleason, our new guy? Because I've been pretty impressed with him so far. I like
Gleason.
Yeah, I like.
He's a stay-at-home physical defenseman. He's the one when Wilson got flipped over. He's the one that first went to the freaking guy from Detroit. His name I can't remember. And went after the dude. I like Gleason. I thought that was a really good pickup.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I do like Gleason. I don't want to see him sit. I've been very impressed with what he's done so far.
Okay.
So, like, why would you break that pairing up? It seems to be working. I don't know where Orlov fits in here. Honestly, I mean, since he's missed most of the season, there's not much time for a learning curve again. So I don't know. Maybe he just.
Well, he's been playing well in Hershey. I mean, I think you give him a game or two. If somebody has like a small little nagging injury, I think you play him in at least like one game or both games so that the guy can have the chance to rest. I don't think he starts when it comes to the playoffs.
But, yeah, I don't even know if you play him at all once he's in the playoffs.
Well, you only play him if someone gets hurt. Not yeah. Hopefully. No one does. But other than that, I mean, I think he's there for depth.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's got to be it.
The good teams have depth because injuries can come at any point. And so as long as you have those players that are sitting up in the press box that or in the minor leagues that can come and fill in and do a solid job when you need them to do it, then those are the teams that can continue to play. The teams that aren't as good that have injuries and can't replace those players, that's when you fall back. And the Capitals right now have a decent amount of depth at every position. So if something were to happen to one of the defensemen, Orlov or Schmidt could come back in and play relatively well, or Schilling maybe, or one of those guys could come up and play, or Connor Carrick or Patrick Laine or somebody could come up and potentially fill in that spot. So I think you play Orlov because you want to see what you have in him. And you want to know what you have in him for depth, if anything, because like if one of these guys go down and that's his first game of the playoffs, that's a little scarier. So I think he plays. My guess is Mike Green rests, or maybe John Carlson. I think it's either Carlson, Niskanen, or Green because their offensive styles are similar to Orlov's offensive. Not this style, but the fact that they're more offensive-minded defensemen, or supposed to be. So that'd be one of those guys. My guess is it's Mike Green. He takes a game or two off just to rest before the playoffs.
We'll see, and who knows? No one might rest. I mean, coming up here, the only guy I think that they're at least going to give one night off is.
Well, I don't know why they would recall Orlov if they're not. Oh, because he doesn't want conditioning stuff. They kind of had to.
They had
so
to bring him back.
Disregard everything I just said. The past like 30 seconds, not this evening.
But Tom Wilson's the big question mark for me on whether or not he's going to play up against Boston, because he did pass all the condition the concussion conditioning tests. He's passed, you know, he's gotten the x-rays and everything checking out his head. So he seems like everything's okay. I think he's probably going to skate with the team tomorrow during practice, and it'll come down to how he feels and what the coach thinks. But, I mean, that puck to the head, that looked so incredibly painful. And you could definitely tell when he got up that his bell was rung. So the fact that he took a concussion test and nothing happened – and he doesn't have one, I mean, it's kind of scary because I saw it and I'm like, that right there is a concussion. That has to be one. And it turned out it wasn't. So I think it's just going to come down to how he feels and if the coach thinks he can go.
I don't think he plays tomorrow no matter what. I don't think there's a point just with head injuries, even if he is cleared. Nothing wrong with giving him a couple extra days to rest, especially going into the playoffs. I think you give Galiv the opportunity to come up. I think with the way he's been playing, you give him a cup of coffee, let him come play a couple of games and get a nice confidence booster before he goes back and helps Hershey and plays for them, the Bears, during their playoff run. So I think you rest Wilson if you have to. You rest him all the way until the playoffs.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Anything else we should talk about in Caps world? Do you think the Capitals enjoyed Furious 7?
I'll bet Ovechkin did. Because he seems like he's kind of a goofball.
Yeah. Very true.
I mean, right now we're just going to see what they do tomorrow in Boston and then on Saturday against the Rangers. And it'll be interesting to see who the Rangers go with. I know the Caps were able to go out and get to them a little bit last game. It's going to be interesting to see who they get paired up against. I mean, all the Penguins have to do is lose one game, and it's pretty much, I think, Caps Islanders in the first round. And that's going to be very interesting because the Caps, while they have the tiebreaker over them, you know, those were not easy games necessarily.
So, yeah, I mean, but for the most part,
are a good team.
The Capitals have come away with plenty of wins.
He'd be up against Neuberth. Well, I mean, he'll be on the bench, but that's besides the point. he'll be there.
Oh man, running into Halak again. Oh,
God damn it, not again.
Oh, that 2010 all over again.
Go again, son of a.
I didn't even think of that till just now.
Well, it's that or they go up potentially against the Penguins. Or they fall back and end up against, like, Montreal or the Rangers or Tampa Bay. Something like that.
There's lots of stuff that could happen. All right, so should we move on or is that it?
Let's talk about how jerseys are too expensive. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It's true, they are.
So how bummed are you right now that you don't have that Slapshot bobblehead?
I thought we were going to bring this up at the end. Oh, man. I'm so upset it wasn't Jesus, though. It just turned out to be an Easter bunny.
I'm not, because of the just...
But do you see the way the cat...
does have the arms out, bro.
So in a silhouette, and the fact little that it's Easter...
No, I think the thing in general has the arms out. Little interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I found it kind of funny, because that definitely kind of looked like Jesus a bit, with it being the right holiday. But I will say... cool idea, way too expensive every month to do that, but I will take a Santa Claus and a leprechaun half off when I get down there again. That's what I would like, because the other ones I don't care about, but those two are pretty cool.
I like the... I mean, I think it's like it's kind of a funny thing the Caps did. I like the Halloween one. I kind of want that one, like, really badly.
I have the Pilgrim. That's the one I do have.
I'm going to be looking on... oh, dude, somebody... oh, we're talking about bobbleheads. Somebody sniped me on... I think that's the correct phrasing? On eBay. I almost had an Ole Kolzik bobblehead, and someone, at the last, like, 5 seconds, outbid me.
Oh, like, that's the worst.
Son of a...
happens all the time.
But, yeah, I mean, I went to Nathan Walker. Snow globe. Is that a bobblehead in the snow globe?
No, I think it's just a snow globe.
Oh, that'd be cool. Kind of weird, though. Sorry, I got my Joel Reklich one. His little goofy fist. He kind of looks like Nixon in the face, though.
Let's be fair. With every bobblehead that I've ever seen, they never look like the person. Like, not even a little bit.
Ovechkin's kind of does.
Well, that's because he's missing
the one
a tooth.
That I that's a good point. Wait,
if you
on.
Want
it's
the
an older one, though, because he's got the A, not the C. And it's I forget what game it was a giveaway. If the Backstrom one kind of does, too.
Yeah, if you want the Halloween bobblehead, it is on eBay for $100 right now.
What?
Yeah, the New Year's one is up there for $60, but the Halloween and Thanksgiving one are both $100 on eBay right now.
I will pay you a tenth of that.
Oh my God, this
does
guy's...
it have best offer thing?
Yeah, this guy is selling it for $124.95. Good Lord.
Sir, you are not going to make a sale.
That is crazy.
$5 billion, I still wouldn't do it.
Wow. All right, we should probably move on before we start listing everything on eBay.
That's all right, nobody's listening anymore.
I hope they
that
are.
Was a major league reference. I'm all about references apparently this evening.
All right,
I think
well,
the second major league reference I've made this season.
It is definitely, yeah. I saw something on Time Hop from a couple years ago where apparently I posted maybe like 4 years ago or something. I was like, wow. So I've been doing this podcast for about 30 episodes. I've already referenced Rounders twice. I feel pretty proud of myself.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for Caps World this time around. So we are going to take a quick break and be back with Down on the Farm. But before we do, here is a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Everybody's going to the postseason. Here we go. Grapes of Dan. Tell us what's going on down on the farm.
All right, that one's not bad.
Grapes of Dan.
There's some creativity there. Thank you, Google. Let's see. In the past week, Hershey went 1-2 with a win over Norfolk, but losses to Norfolk, or Norfolk if you're from there, and a shootout loss to Worcester. What is it with cities that don't... the city doesn't sound the same as the way it's spelled.
Yeah, too far.
The Bears... yeah, they're all crazy. The Bears are currently 43-28, good for 94 points, putting them first in the East Division, 7 up on second place Wilkes-Barre Scranton. They haven't clinched the division just yet. They got to need a few more wins, and then they should be good to go there. The Bears play next on Friday and Saturday, both on the road in St. John's, and then on Tuesday in Lehigh Valley. There it is, Lehigh Valley, they're back. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays are 2-1 on their road trip through Florida, beating Orlando twice in back-to-back nights. The Stingrays are currently 44-20-7, good for 95 points, which puts them second in the East Division, 6 back of first place Florida, and are 1 up on third place Reading. Reading, who cares? The Stingrays play their final game of the regular season on Saturday at home
against the Evansville Icemen.
All right, that one's
every
pretty cool.
Every ECHL team, their like logos and names seem like something that you would when you're creating a team in one of the NHL hockey games. They're just so freaking silly.
The Iceman kind of seems like one of the bad guys you'd see on The Flash on the CW.
Oh, those names are terrible. But yeah, that's what's going on down on the farm.
So even though the Stingrays went on this tear of like 23 games wins in a row, they're still only in second. That's crazy.
Well, that either shows you how far behind they were, or how good the first place team Florida is.
Man, all right. Well, that's going to be an interesting postseason in the ECHL. So yeah, everybody going to the playoffs. I'm excited. Plenty of hockey to cover in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, everybody in the organization.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so that's it for going down on the farm. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going around the NHL. Of course, it's the NHL, so, you know, even though we're close to the end of the season, somebody's probably been suspended or concussed or needs somebody in the face. We'll find out. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
You're actually pretty close.
Yeah?
With some of that. That was actually relatively close.
All right.
Let's start off in Winnipeg, where defenseman Dustin Byfuglien, or Byfuglien, as his name is spelled, he can go hang out in Norfolk and Worcester with all the misspellings that everybody seems to have lately. This idiot was rightfully suspended for 4 games after cross-checking Rangers forward JT Miller. This was a dick move on Byfuglien's part. He cross-checked Miller, who was down on the ice, onto the back of Miller's lower neck / upper back.
Can't do that,
so,
man.
So he gets to sit out 4 games for being a douchebag. New Jersey forward Scott Gomez was fined $1,478.49, the maximum allowed under the CBA, for elbowing Montreal defenseman Alexi Emelin this past Friday. Didn't say if it was in the head. So I mean, you may have been pretty close there. I would imagine if you got fined, it was for a headshot or something relatively close to that. And finally, longtime NHL referee Paul Dvorsky retired this past Sunday after 26 years in the NHL. Dvorsky officiated 1,594 games. That's the news for the past week in the NHL.
All right, well, the NHL's getting ready for the postseason. So are the Capitals, thankfully.
Yeah.
So,
yelling, yeah. Yeah!
So let's talk about the last 2 games the Capitals have. On Wednesday, April 8th, the Capitals are at home against the Bruins. Boston's coming to the phone booth. That game is at 8 o'clock on NBC Sports Network because it's Wednesday night, rivalry night. Because
We have to stop shaving next week, don't we? I just saw that on the Caps thing.
That's very true, you know. I already have a beard, so I'll shave one more time, and then it'll keep going. And then
I'm going to trim, but I won't, like... Yeah, I'll keep it.
You got to go full mountain.
Well managed.
Why don't you do what Patrick Kane does and grow a mullet like Eugene?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
In The Walking Dead, that's classified.
Nope.
On Saturday, April 11th, the Capitals staying at home up against the Rangers, like we were talking about. That apparently that game time has changed to a 12:30 start time. So if you're not going to be enjoying the game live, you can check it out on Comcast Sportsnet. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. If you want to continue the conversation, you know Coach Dan and I are always available. We have very public Twitter accounts. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach. And you can also occasionally find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, as we spoke about earlier in the show. A little too much, if you ask me, but you know, bobbleheads are fun, and they bobble around like ridiculous, like, and apparently look like Nixon. But yeah, that's CapitalsOutsider.com. Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
Sorry, go to BrandoCash.com. You get information about this show, all the other shows we do, as well as photos and videos that we have produced. You can go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. The show is also on Twitter at WTP_podcast. Now, the postseason is coming. It is merely a week away. We are so excited. We'll be along the entire way with you guys. So we are very excited to get into the postseason once again. We missed doing it last year, doing shows for that kind of for those 7-game series. But the most important thing is, guys, you listen to the show for free. We keep you informed on what the Capitals are up to, and the Capitals, they have their own radio network, but you guys are still choosing to listen to us at least for a half hour to an hour each week. So we thank you for that. And hopefully one day, this is one of my goals, I'm just putting it out there, I want What the Puck on that Capitals radio network, you know, at least, you know, as a charity thing, maybe once. That's all I want. But what I need you guys to do is you guys got to help us, you know, kind of achieve that dream. We need to get our numbers even bigger, and we need to get noticed by the Capitals, by the NHL, and hopefully they aren't too angry about us talking about their team without their authorization, but that's beside the point. So what we need you,
whatever,
what we need you guys to do, you know, that's what the MLB did last year. Like, they shut down a bunch of podcasts that said the team's name or used like their logo in some way, which
we don't do that.
We don't, but you know, it's crap that they would do that. But what we are asking you guys to do is, you know, use your voices online and share the show. Help us get a little bit bigger. You know, let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you're social on the web. Say, I am a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. You can also write us an iTunes review if you felt so inclined, or, you know, let people in the Capitals organization know you're a fan and that you like listening to What the Puck, because that could help us get noticed as well. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. We got two more games and the postseason's coming. We will be back next week before the postseason starts to get you guys prepared. We'll know finally who that first round opponent will be. We'll go over the games. We'll go over the pros, the cons of the Capitals right now. Next week's going to be a fun show. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Hope everyone goes to see Furious 7 at some point this week. And hey, that's it. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. That's pretty much it for the show this week. Boston, New York, the Capitals aren't done with you yet. Everybody cheer them loud, cheer them proud. They're both games are in D.C., so they're both home. So if you're there, if you're not, everybody chant it with us. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
All right, let's go on with the show.
I can hear the toilet upstairs on my microphone. I'm going to wait for that to stop. Oh, there we go.
I was like, dude, I don't have it upstairs. I mean, I do, but I am in there. So if there's a toilet above me. You're trying to think of a name right now, aren't you?
Yep. A little bit. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Close enough. That one's good. Yeah, it's not the greatest.
But... Are you Googling it? Because that's kind of lame.
What? No. That's pretty, yeah. So that's pretty much it. That's like our first blooper right there.
Yeah.
We're getting pretty good at that.